A few years ago, I publicly announced that I was going to become a beacon of light, shining a bright light of happiness and positivity over all the world. If you knew cynical me, you would know that this was going to be incredibly difficult. My husband laughed, my children asked if I was dying, and my parents, well, they just shook their heads. They love me and always tolerate my crazy tangents. My beacon quest has become one of my greatest challenges so far. I mean, seriously, what the heck was I thinking? A beacon of light? Why would I throw that out into the universe? Some days I barely throw off enough light to emit a glow that could be described as anything more radiant than creepy. Other days my glow is given an unfair advantage of tag-teaming with the premenopausal hot flash. Those closest around me tend to really feel the heat and subsequent burn. Why? Why am I unable to maintain a steady stream of brilliance? Well, you know, sometimes life just gets in the way. Busy with work, busy with family, busy updating our Facebook timeline, and we tend to forget. There are other situations where I find that I hide my light because I don't want others to feel badly about their dim-littedness. Occasionally, someone or something else eclipses my bright light, and in those situations, there's absolutely nothing I can do except maybe curse under my breath. There are times when the beacon disruption is caused by something mechanical as well as chemical. Some studies indicate that fracking might also play a role in my beacon fluctuations. Okay, not really. After a recent, very brief period of lumen interruptus, I'm happy to report that I've regained my beacon of light brilliance and am now back operating at 100% capacity, which is a relief because these radio columns are not going to write themselves. What was the problem this time? Well, apparently the doodad wasn't connected to the receptor, which then caused a short in the dingle. A little bit of duct tape and it was fixed. In fact, I'm currently beaming at over capacity, so I'm encouraging protective eyewear when operating in my personal space. I have to admit, it was touch and go for a little while. Who would have thought that two little wires could create so much havoc? Anyway, I've secretly left the ground wire off for today, and you wouldn't believe the great ideas that are running willy-nilly through my brain. It's like my brain is on fire. You should give it a try. Can you imagine what we could accomplish if we all shared our bright light? For CBC Radio and currently beaming at overcapacity from northeastern British Columbia, I'm Judy Kacharik.